This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a shaila that we digressed from regarding whether a husband or a baal is mefer the neder. Is it megas gayas or miklash kalash? Do they split it in half or do they weaken it? And we're trying to bring a raya. And ultimately, we have not brought a raya from the four cases that have been mentioned so far. We did not bring a raya. So, we're now going to bring a raya from case five. Case five goes like this. Shama avia v'hefrala. If the father heard and he annulled it, and the husband didn't have a chance to hear. Ad shames, till the husband died. The father retracts. He goes back and he annuls the portion of the husband. And this is a case of Nisroikna Rishus Habalaav. Now, basically, what does the father do? He already annulled his chelek. Now he's annulling the chelek of the husband. Now, we already know this. So what is the chiddush of this case over, let's say, case one? Or case three. We'll have to see. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nasan. Rav Nasan said, "Hein hein divrei Beis Shammai." These are the words of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim Eino Yachal LaHafer. Beis Hillel says he can't be mefer. Now, does that mean Beis Shammai holds Nisroikna and Beis Hillel never holds of Nisroikna? Or maybe Beis Hillel would concede in case one and case three. It's just in this case, he would not agree. It seems that Beis Hillel would agree in case one and case three, Nisroikna, Rishus, La'av. Why? Basically, in case one and case three, let's talk about case one. Case one, the husband either did nothing or he was made for it. But the thing is, the husband died. And when the husband died, his hafara was meaningless. So in that case, what happens? The father is inheriting a complete neder. But in this case, in other words, in case one and case three, the husband tried to annul. Either he didn't hear anything, or he annulled, but then he died. When he died, the husband's annulment is meaningless. In that case, what is the father inheriting? The father is inheriting a complete neder. Complete neder! That's something significant. That's something the husband is able to annul. However, in this case three, we're coming to a new situation. The father already annulled half. So now he's only taking over half a neder. That's something that's not chashav. It's chaticha she'ena ru'uya lehiskabed. It's something that has lack of chashivos. It has no significance. Something that has lack of chashivos, it cannot transfer. So in this case, while Beis Shammai says nisroikna, Beis Hillel say I would have to disagree about this case. This is the only case Beis Hillel disagrees to, because in the previous cases, the father is assuming total control for another. In this case, he's just taking half. So Beis Shammai says he can't take half. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai says he could take half. Beis Hillel says he can't take half. So regarding the question of Megas Gaias or Miklash Kolish, Shma Mina le Beis Shammai Megas Gaias. According to Beis Shammai, the Lamdas is they cut away half. And according to Beis Hillel, Miklash Kolish. According to Beis Hillel, they weaken it. According to Beis Shammai, we split the nether in half. The entire thing is split in half. So the father originally was made for half, and then the father is able to inherit a full chunk. He could inherit a full chunk. But in the world of Beis Hillel, the way it's working is the father weakened it. So what's left now is what's the difference between vertical or horizontal? Vertical is it's at full strength, it's only half of it. Half of it, but the half is at full strength, as opposed to downgrading the whole thing, right? As opposed to weakening the whole thing. It's the whole thing is at limited capacity. It's not half of the quantity, it's limited capacity. Limited capacity is not transferable. So it's the ultimately the Gemara Shmamina. So in fact, Beis Shammai says Megas guys, and according to Beis Shammai, if let's say a father was made for a nether and there were two olive worths and she ate both, she would get Malkus. And according to Beis Hillel, no, you would not get Malkus. According to Beis Hillel, you would not get Malkus. Let's see. The Ran. Shama Avi of Heferla, Velahispa Kabal Lishmaya at Shemais Choyzer Av, Umerfer Chelkoy Shabal. Hide the Katani Choyzer. Why does it say Choyzer? It's not that he goes back and he annuls what he already annulled. This is why he says chayzer. He already annulled his chelek. And then he goes and he annuls the chelek of the husband. And in this it's enough. He doesn't have to annul his own chelek. Mishum the kivan the iu loy meis, he didn't die. Afagav the mislay abal, even though the husband died. Loy batla hafar daav, the hafar of the father stands. Amar Rav Nosson, hein hein divrei Beis Shammai. The kasavri Beis Shammai holds the yachal haav lahafar b'chihai gavna, that the father could be made for in such a case. Uvaafaras chelko shobal b'chud sagi, and it's enough for the husband. And by annulling the chelik of the husband alone, it's enough. Mishum de hafara de av, since the annulment of the father, kivin de lay meis, since the father didn't die, lay avti lay lay, it was not batal. Avo beis hil, I remember, ain yachal hafer klal. Vafilu choizer. Now, you'll say, okay, why can't he then go and be made for the husband and his own? No. Even if he goes and he goes back and he annuls his chelek and the chelek of the husband. And now we're going to explain the reason. Taima. We're going to supply the reason. Mishum de le Beis Shammai Megas Gaias. According to Beis Shammai, it's cut in half. Kishahafer av tchila, when the father annulled his chelek, hafer chelkoi bavad, he annulled his chelek alone. V'chelek habal loy nigra klal. The chelek of the Baal was not diminished. Ela dainu kayam lagamri. It's stands completely. And it's significant to transfer to the father. But Ula Beis Hillel, Miklash Kolish. According to Beis Hillel, it's weakened. Kishahafer ha'av chelkoi. When the father annuls his chelek, Nigra chelko shel baal. You see, when he does it horizontally, you see, when you do it vertically, my thing is completely annulled, and your thing is completely intact. So your thing is completely intact. It's transferable. But when I weaken it, I weaken your chelik also. So if I weaken your chelik also, it doesn't transfer. It's not significant to be married to the father. Because since the father is still here, hafara d'idei loy batlala, his hafara is not nullified. The nether stands in its weakened state. Since the chelik of the baal is weakened, the husband can't be made for it. Now, says the Ran, miuhani mili b'shaloi nis'arsa la'acher. This is talking about if she didn't then get married to someone else. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that the father can't be mefer if she didn't do eresin to someone else. Aval nis'arsa la'acher, if she married someone else, then boy b'yoyim, on that day, avihu ba'alah ha'achroin mefir nedarah, the husband, the father and the second husband could be made for Nadarm. We'll get to that. Kedetanya lekaman. Hadinhu. This is the commentary on this sugya. The samcha daiten ilave. That we rely on very much. I rely on this approach very much. But boy, have I seen a lot of things the rabbis wrote that are not clear, that are not barer, and I did not even concern myself to write it. Basically, this is a good approach to this sugya, so yeah, as opposed to other things that I've seen. Next sugya, boy, Rava. Rava asked, Yesh she'ela behekam, ay ein she'ela behekam. Let's say like this: a husband hears a neder, he's making it. Could he annul the hakama? I think we had a Gemara that assumed you could, right? Remember we had a Gemara that said on Daf Samach Zayin, ve'insoch loymer shekiyem echad mehem. The Gemara says, you know what the case is? One of them was Mekayimit, and then they were made for the Hakama. So I think that Gemara in Samach Zayin was assuming there is Hafara to the Hakama. But now the Gemara has a Shaila. Yesh She'ela Behekam, Ayin She'ela Behekam. Im Timtzalemer Yesh She'ela Behekam, and if you're going to say there is a way to annul an affirmation, Yesh She'ela Behefer, Ay She'ein She'ela Behefer. Could I annul an annulment? I annulled the nether, the father annulled the nether. Could he then retract and say, nah, never mind? You see, a hekum is a positive thing. So if it's a positive statement, maybe it could be retracted. A hafer, you annulled it. So how do you pull it back? Imagine a man divorces his wife, and then he says, I want to divorce the divorce. I want to banish the divorce, okay? But you're not married anymore. Can't. You know, what do you mean you annul the annulment? There's no nether. You know, it's an interesting she'ela. Let's see the Ran. The Ran, boy Rava, yesh she'ela b'hekam. Im kiyem ha'neder, if they were mekayim the nether, v'nishol boy b'yoyim alam hekam, and then they retracted it, mi matzer mefer boy b'yoyim oloi, could they retracted that day or not? Avalamachar, the next day, pshita d'loy matzi mafra. Of course, you can't annul it. D'loy gara mishtika. I mean, if the husband is silent for a day, then it's an affirmation. There's no way to retract that. So Tashma, come in here. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Nishalin al ha-hekem, you are allowed to, you're allowed to annul affirmation, in nishalin al ha-hefer, but you're not allowed to annul an annulment. So that's a pretty definitive conclusion if I've seen one. You know, Tashma, one second. Rabbi Yochanan, we're bringing a Tashma from Rabbi Yochanan? Interesting. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a Tana. If I'm not mistaken, we had an Iyun Shir in Ksubis a few years ago. Is Rabbi Yochanan a Tana? Did we have that? Does that sound familiar? Like on Daf Ches. Does anyone remember? Did we discuss it? Is Rabbi Yochanan a Tana? Let's see. Let's see. Yochanan. No? No, I don't see that. No. Okay. I thought we did, I thought we once discussed that. I'll have to look further.
Unless you're going to say it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's your Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
No,
Rabbi
no,
Yochanan
no, no. This...
was not Meira.
It's not
Rabbi Yochanan
Pashut. It's not Pashut.
he was after, I mean, Rebbe was the Rav and Shmuel were the
We
first
say
on
Rav Tanu Hupalag, yeah.
Rav,
But
but
there
even Rav,
are.
even with Rav, we don't consider him a Tana in regards to arguing. Only very rarely does he argue on Tanayim.
Yeah, but what we say with Rav, we there are those who say we could say with Rabbi Yochanan. Now, let's see. Ke Su. One second, one second. The battery is about to go. Did we have? No, we didn't have the Yad Malachi. Okay, I'm not finding it. Okay.
Rabbi Yochanan, who made Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, was a Tana? I've never heard that before.
Now you heard it. Rabbi Yochanan was a very early Amora, sure. And
Sure.
he could argue on a Raisa. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, we quoted a Yad Malachi. Okay, we'll check after the share. Boy Rabbah. Oh, let's see if this went back on. Okay. Boy Rabbah. Let's say you said, it's affirmed. It's affirmed. It's affirmed to you. It's affirmed to you. Vinishal ala kama rishayna. Now, the second affirmation was meaningless because once you affirm, it's affirmed. And then you retract the first affirmation. So, does the second affirmation come in? Mahu. What's the halacha? Says the Ran, Boi Rabba, Kiyam Lichi, Kiyam Lichi, Vinish Allah, Kam Rishon Mao. Mi Amin, Kiman de Be'inah, the Asik, the Apik HaKama Shnia Mipume. Do we say, since at the time that you said the second HaKama, Loi Chayli, it's not Chal, Su Loi Chayli? it's not chal anymore. Oy dilmor, maybe nehid bahi shaita loy chayla. It's true that at that time it's not chal. Haynu mishchun do ahi shaita isela hakama kavaisa. That's because the second hakama didn't stand because the first hakama stand. Doy shavkale lebasraisa lemechal. It doesn't allow the second one to be chal. Aval ki itchel, however, akamaisa, when you're made for the first one, mishkacha basraisa revacha v'chayla, the second one finds room to be chal. Okay. So now the Gemara brings a raya. Tashma, come in here. The Amar Rava. Im nishala rishayna. If you were made for the first neder, shniyah chala alav. The second one is chal. This, what is this talking about? This is actually talking about a shvuah. Look in the Ran. Tashma dam ravim nishal rishana shniyah chala alav. Le'el beperek ve'ilu mutaran. Earlier on in Perek Mutaran, we say Amar Rava, Amas Nisan. Rava said on the Mishnah, "De shvuah shlo eichal." I swear I'm not gonna eat. I swear I'm not gonna eat. So we say that if you the second shvuah is not chal, but if you're made for the first one, the second one is chal. So, but by way of extension here also, if you're made for the first hakama, the second one will be chal. V'hachanami ki mitshala hakama kamaisa shniyah chala alav. Next shaila, boy rabba, ki em lichi umufar lichi. It's affirmed for you, and it's annulled for you. V'loitechel hakama, and I don't want the affirmation to be chal elam ken chala hafara, unless the annulment is chal. Mahu, what's the halacha? So this is very interesting. What exactly is this shaila here? You're saying I want it to be affirmed, I want it to be annulled, but I don't want the affirmation to be chal unless the annulment is chal. Says Aran, Chazina b'hach boye, v'may de pashtinam ba, l'kamoi zal mili dulay nihiri. There's a lot of chatter about this question in terms of the shaila and the response. Mishumhachi mefarshana ba may de ischazili. Therefore, I'm going to explain what appears to me. L'rabba pshitalei da'akam alay chayli. Rabba is knows for sure the affirmation is not chal. Mimanav shach. Why? If the hafara is chal, you annulled it. And if that hakama is chal, you only allow that hakama to be chal if the hafara is chal. I hafara chayla hakama lechayla. If the hafara is chal, the hakama is not chal. The nehidah lekaman mesafgan lan. It's true later on we're mesupik. Ki em lichisha umifra lichisha. I want it to be affirmed, and then I want it to be annulled. There's a shaili chaili tarvayu oilai. Shani hasam shenasam kitzva lahakama v'afara. There you made a set amount of time. Aval hocha shaleinasam kitzva. Here we didn't make a set amount of time. Pshita di'afara chayla. If the afara is chal, hakama loy chayla kidikasivna. Then the hakama is not chal. And if you're going to say the hafara is not chal, da kamanami loy chayla, doha asni, you made it tonight, v'amr doloy techel hakama, you said you don't want the affirmation to be chal, elam ken chal hafara. Hukach pshita le rab da kama loy chayla. Da kama is for sure not chal. So what's the shayla? The shayla is about the hafara. Aval ba'afara hu de mesafgalei. What? Yeah, mi amrina, do we say, Kivan de Akdim Amar Kayim Lichi, since you first said I want it to be affirmed. Ubasar Hachi Amar Mufi Lichi, and then you said I want it to be annulled. Mashma da Asni, the Techal Afara Basar Akama. That implies you want the Afara to be Chal after. Veloy Techal Afara, and you don't want the Afara to be Chal. Elam came Kadma La Akala. Unless the Hakama was Chal first. Ela de Mimanav Shach, Asni, you were stipulated loy techel hakama elam kain chala hafara. You made a stipulation you don't want the hakama to be chal unless the hafara is chal. Loy asni nami ipcha. You didn't stipulate the opposite loy techel hafara elam kain chala hakama. It sounds like you're making a t'nai that you don't want the hafara to be chal unless the hakama was chal first. But that means miman of shach, you were masna that the hakama should not be chal unless the hafara is chal. V'loy asni nami ibcha, you didn't make the opposite stipulation. Loy techol hafara elam kein chala hakama, mishum dekivan de actum. Since you first said kiyem and then mufar, samach alishna da akama chay labereish. You want the akama to be chal first. Idker la. Veleka deli akavala. Nothing is stopping it. Ve'adarabba, mishum dechayish dechay la akama kulehai, because you're concerned that the akama should be chal, ad shaloi shavka ravka lahafara, that you didn't leave space for the hafara, asni va'amar deloy techel hakama elam kein chala hafara. You were stipulated that you don't want the affirmation to be chal unless the hafara is chal. So it's like you stipulated on both of them. Oiduma, or maybe not. Nihida amar umufra lichi basar kiyam lichi. It's true you said hafara second. Lav de techel hafara basar hakama echaven. It's not that you want the hafara to be chal second. Elam bishum di efshe likroi shnei. You can't say two words at the same time. Umiu hai gavra b'hafara kapa de tachel. He wants the annulment to be chal. Da amar deloi boi de techel hakama elam kein chala hafara. V'daitoi hoyoshe chalo ka'achas. Miu mishum de kapid tfei. The techel hafara may hakama, since he's more makbid, that the hafara should be chal. You want the hafara to be chal more than the hakama. You are masneh that if the chalois of the hakama is ma'akev the hafara, you're revealing that the hakama should not be chal. But even though the chalois of the hafara is ma'akev, the chalois of the hakama, you did not stipulate that the hafara should not be chal. So the hafara is chal and the hakama not. We'll go over this more tomorrow night, okay? To get this exact last shaila of Rava.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.